Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein, and it's time for the Republican American Report. Ruth, of course, joins us on a Monday morning. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. We had quite an evening last night.
I'll tell you what, 2020 is turning out to be one hell of a year.
Oh, my gosh. How much more? Yeah, exactly. Well, I was on the road. You were all over catching videos from folks and news from folks about the storm last night. Has it officially been termed a tornado?
Well, no, they have to come out and look, but I sent my videos, and, you know, Karen Hansen put a video up from one of her family members, and then, of course, Mimi Harrison and Scott Raber sent me their video, which I put up, and I sent along to the National Weather Service. They're definitive views of a tornado. There's no doubt about it, but they still have to come out, take a look at the way that the trees fell and things like that. But, you know, once again, we were lucky because this was considered a small tornado. But, you know, around here, you know, and this goes back to the Cornwall tornadoes, they skip because of the hills here. They'll come down at one location and then bop, like happened in the Cornwall tornado, hopped right over Route 7 into the Cathedral of the Pines, and then skipped on down and headed down towards the coast in Connecticut, where this one obviously came in through Paley's Market, then landed briefly at the farm on White Hollow Road, and then a more substantial landing just south of the high school. But I tell you, the videos that there's over now this morning, Ruth, over 28,000 views of the video from Mimi and Scott. 28,000.
Wow.
Well, people love to see weather videos. They just really do.
Well, when I was out at Paley's last night, there were cars coming and stopping, tons of them, just to see what had happened. Very interesting. Yeah, people really are very interested in things like that.
Well, you've got the story with your picture in it. But it was funny this morning. I was looking at last night. I was looking at news coverage, and I'm sorry, but all the news stations had these young cub reporters out in the dark trying to explain what happened.
Well, I got a call. Could I go out? And, you know, I'm still quite a bit south of all this, and fortunately was able to get there before it got too dark. And I will thank the Lakeville hose guys for letting me get through and get some shots.
It's amazing, the first responders, how quick they all get out there. And make sure everybody is safe and sound. And, you know, property damage is one thing, but nobody lost a life. And I know Paley's did not have their, from what they were saying, their greenhouse is covered by insurance. I'm sure people will start a local campaign to help them out with that. But we're just very lucky once again lost their lives.
It's like a bouncing ball. It's incredible. It just bounces and pops up at another spot. I'm amazed. Yep. Mother Nature again.
It comes on in a second. But once again.
And so localized. We had nothing here in Kent.
That's the whole thing I explained this morning about tornadoes. You could live a tenth of a mile away from a place that gets hit.
Yep.
And not know it.
And not even know it.
That's the amazing thing about tornadoes and what makes them so significant and how violent they are for how short a time they're around.
And
amazing.
So frightening. We have friends in Tennessee who lost their house this year to a tornado, and just devastating. Otherwise, on the other front, we have school and coronavirus, of course, always in the headline. The high school, Housatonic, has decided it will be going back in a hybrid version when school starts on September 8th. Half the kids will be going 2 days a week, and the other half will be going the other 2 days a week. And Wednesdays, nobody will be in school. They'll be cleaning and doing distance learning. I don't think the elementary schools have definitively said what they will be doing at this point. They can each, you know, they're separate districts, theoretically, so I suppose they could come up with each of their own plans.
What's interesting about the plans, though, and this is where I feel sorry for school administrators and for taxpayers, there's going to be a huge, huge bill that's going to have to be paid to operate these schools to open up. And I just don't know where the money's coming from, because it doesn't look like it's coming from the feds. Our state of Connecticut doesn't have a lot of excess money, but this is going to be a very expensive proposition for our school district.
Just the cleaning alone, and having to, I don't know how they're going to do the buses, you know, make sure that they have enough room on each bus for children, or will they have to add buses? I imagine there'll be some staff increases, people who have to do certain things. We're in a mess. It's just unbelievable, and everything is one big question mark. If Lisa Carter, the interim superintendent, said it once, she said it several times, and everything could change on a dime. You have no idea from one day to the next what could happen.
It's going to be a problem that's going to be, and it's the same in Massachusetts and it's the same in New York. The bottom line is can the schools afford to do this and put that local money over to local taxpayers, or the federal government somehow has got to chip in, because it's going to be a very expensive proposition, and to make it safe enough for kids to go back to school.
And again, just to be opinionated, the idea of people not wearing masks just boggles my mind. That's the key. Everybody has said it. Wear masks, and look at the states who are having issues now again. Unbelievable.
And the CIAC once again has curtailed a lot of sports. There will be no Thanksgiving football games this year.
Right.
All the seasons will be shortened. All the teams will travel to the closest schools close to them. It's a whole new world right now.
And I wonder how many parents are going to let their kids. I mean, some of them aren't even letting their kids go to school. So the sports would be really out of the question, I would think. Anyway, we're living in absolute crazy times.
Yeah, and poor Ann McNeil putting together this elementary school sports program and have this.
Amazing. Yeah, all the time and years spent on that. Well, looking ahead to this week, the Canaan Board of Selectmen has moved its meeting. They were supposed to meet tonight. They've changed it to Wednesday. And they're going to be discussing those ordinances that they have proposed on food trucks, tax incentives, and blight. And they want input from people, so that's an important meeting on Wednesday the 5th.
And the Salisbury Board of Selectmen have canceled their meeting for tonight.
They usually cancel in August, so no meeting tonight there. The only meeting I have tonight is the Democratic Coalition of Northwest Connecticut has Governor Lamont coming. So you can tune in and talk to or hear him on a Zoom meeting this evening at 7 o'clock. Looking ahead to next weekend, Sharon Sprint Triathlon is going on.
On the 8th, on
Saturday morning, yeah. Again with all sorts of protocols for COVID. But they're determined to have it go. So those people who love triathlons can take part. No visitors. You can't go on the beach and watch the swim or anything, but it will be taking place.
All right.
And that's about all I have.
Well, I want you to relax the rest of the day here, Ruth.
Yeah, right.
Because we've got a tropical storm tomorrow night, and we're going to have the same problem with thunderstorms tomorrow.
No. But we do need rain, I will tell you that.
Well, it looks like we're going to get it.
Yeah. All right, Ruth. Take care.
Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.